Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Do that. And stay off of it. Or follow us. But today's Twitter day, so you can check out the Tan Lines on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. The podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. If you hear a commercial on a radio station we're on, please patronize the advertisers. They do a great job, and that's why the show is free, completely free in this world of on-demand money. This is nothing. Costs you nothing.
Paper listen.
And we'll give you nothing.
Pay-per-view.
Richard Reese is going to stop in a little later on this morning, our buddy Richard Reese. Richard, does he want to be an? I'll finally get the question. Does he want to be an astronaut? Because you know, even his buddy Nick Allen is not sure what he wants to be—a comedian or an astronaut. I don't know.
Does he know that astronauts can't smoke that much weed?
Well, that question we will ask.
That's a good.
Yeah, to get in astronaut school.
Yeah, you probably got to not smoke weed.
I think you have to be a pilot too. Not all of them. You have to be a scientist or a pilot.
Something like that.
I don't think he's either.
You have to bring something to the table. They don't just fly you up there to be regular dude.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be part of the military.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. No, NASA has nothing to do with that.
You got to be like a rocket scientist or something.
I don't think be an astronaut or not.
I think it involves a little schooling.
We'll find out.
Yeah. I don't think...
A comedian does not. That's just learned.
Send regular guys up there.
Not yet. Unless you want to die on Mars.
Yeah, well, they will eventually send regular guys up there, but it would be like you'd be a passenger on a plane. You'd have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be an astronaut.
Well, ask him.
You'd just be a passenger.
It just sounds funny when people say they want to be an astronaut. Because granted, it's great. But it's like, and you want to be a fireman, which is, you can be a fireman. Or you want to be a pro football player, an astronaut, you know. The typical stuff, an Indian chief, if you're an Indian.
But you, you have to be...
Indian to be an Indian chief, right?
Oh, there's a lot of other things that have to fall into place.
Yeah, exactly.
Right bloodlines.
But reach for your dreams.
No.
Reach for your... No.
Yeah, if you're white
you
and
said
you
no.
want to be an Indian chief, your dream is stupid.
Okay.
That's idiotic.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't mean that. I mean the other stuff.
And it's probably getting to be a little late in life to want to be an astronaut.
I don't know. I'll find the details on the want to be an astronaut. Well, for us it is, for sure.
Well, maybe there's like...
I have no other career choice.
There's some sort of online accelerated learning thing for astronaut school.
Maybe, like University of Phoenix.
Right,
school, right.
Adult learning, you know, accelerated courses.
So Richard's been having a serious conversation?
No, he's been posting stuff on Facebook.
It's his Facebook stuff. That's
okay.
He posted a picture of the first black astronaut. And I forget the guy's name.
And it's one of those things where we know it's Richard, so you don't want to take it seriously. But then after a while, he keeps at it, and you go, well, maybe he is serious.
Maybe
he wants
to be an astronaut, right? So speaking of astronauts and speaking of the landing on the moon, which we didn't mention in that situation, Steph Curry during a podcast. What is it about the NBA? Is it the balls hit these guys in the head? Like two of the best basketball players ever are currently playing right now are Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie thinks the world is flat. And Steph Curry doesn't think we landed on the moon. All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on the... Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In a podcast, he said, I don't... The two guys in the podcast, I don't either. So that got pubbing. And I said, this stupid S has to stop, and I tweeted that out.
Yeah, we've always said baseball players were the dummies.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Maybe it is basketball players.
I think it's, once again, if you sit around and start, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy crap out there, just weird stuff. But if you sit and you just think logically, or just think for, not, I shouldn't say logically, say, you know, it is kind of crazy we were there. Do you really think we were there? Well, I don't think so. So that's the mindset you go through without all the thousands of hours of work, years and years of dedication that people, I mean, say that to who's been on the moon? Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz.
Buzz punched a guy years ago because the guy said he wasn't on the moon in real life, you know?
Yeah, but you figure Curry saw what kind of attention Kyrie was getting and just blurted that out there.
It wasn't good attention. And Curry doesn't need attention.
No, there's no such thing as bad attention.
No, but Curry doesn't need attention. He's the best basketball player on the NBA.
Apparently he does.
He's an idiot.
Apparently, he needs it all the time.
Right.
I mean, these guys who get attention, you think, well, they don't need any more attention. No, the more you get, the more you crave, and the more you want. That's what this is.
Well, I don't know, but why would you say something? I mean, you can get attention doing other things. You really get a lot of attention doing other things. Why pick that one? I saw a great post that I don't know if it was true, but it was great. It was like it was written. It said, "There are millions. I'll just say millions of flat earthers around the globe."
Yeah,
I saw that post.
I think that was. I think I've seen that too, and I think it was posted by the Flat Earth Society.
Right. I'm hoping that's a real post.
And then, like, some scientific organization replied back and said, "Go back and read that real closely and real carefully,
and think about the word globe.
Think about all around
the globe. All right, Craig Evans will be here. Somebody had in from some people are starting to dig in their Deadpool and find people that aren't famous. Just got famous.
He was head coach of the Browns for 6-8 years.
Oh, what was his name? Yeah, I knew that.
Sam Ratigliano.
Yeah, I knew the guy. Yeah, he's famous enough.
Yeah, I remember that name.
Anybody have him?
Well, no, I think this is a guy who was wanting to put him on for next year and saying,
shape.
Is this guy?
Oh, I knew Ratigliano. Yeah, he was there with the Browns for years. 7 or 8 years, right?
Like late 70s to early 80s.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to read that real right. Yeah. I don't think Petey Mackle Sports. I didn't stay up. Speaking of basketball, you know, this is my son's just a Celtic fan. I made him that years ago. I was watching the Celtics Pelicans last night, so I didn't get a chance to see your game. I saw 7-0 Seahawks. What happened after that?
Not much.
21-7 is the final.
Did you go to sleep?
Well, I definitely didn't stay up. No.
Yeah. I left at 6-0.
Oh, because, yeah.
Oh, is that what it was? Six? They missed an extra point?
6-0. No, it was 2 field goals.
Oh, I missed that altogether.
Two field goals.
And I guess it was never 7-0.
Right. It was one of the worst football games I've ever seen.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
From both sides?
Yeah.
If you love defense, it was great.
Or was it bad offense? It's two different situations.
Yeah. No, it was more bad offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seattle defense was playing pretty well when I was watching.
That good defense. No, the Vikings can't do nothing.
What's up with them? They have the
nothing.
Talent, man. They're like my boys. They got the talent.
Yeah, but let's see. I think Kirk Cousins' record against winning teams this year is 0-5.
Oh.
They can't beat a good team.
Obviously.
They're not a very good team.
They're not. 6-6-1, right?
They're mediocre. They're a mediocre football team.
Yep. Join the club.
And I keep reading, and they reiterated on the broadcast last night. There's a little tension between the offensive coordinator and the head coach.
Head coach wants to
pound the ball, and offensive coordinator
says eat a burger and die.
Wants to throw the ball. who hired whom?
Yeah, exactly.
You're
on the same page when it comes to pounding the ball or throwing the ball.
I assume Zimmer had some say in who the offensive coordinator was going to be. And
why do you hire Kirk Cousins if you're going to pound the ball?
I know.
Why do you pay him a fortune to pound the ball?
Yeah, and this guy comes from, you know, the offensive coordinator. And you got two good receivers. And you got an $84 million quarterback.
Don't you think
throw the goddamn ball.
Yeah. Don't you think they're going to fire your coach?
I don't know.
I heard he was in Green Bay over the weekend.
They need to do something.
Hell, I'll take him. He hadn't been a bad coach.
They're too good a team to just be mediocre.
That's it.
And wallow.
That's it.
It just looked like crap.
When you have the talent, you're right.
And it just wasn't entertaining. It was pathetic NFL football last night.
Man. No, I didn't watch the entire game, Todd. So I don't know if Jason Witten said anything dumb.
Probably.
But I did hear Booger McFarlane showing how uneducated he is.
About what?
They're replaying something, and he's circling this offensive lineman. This guy here, he just got runned over.
Runned over.
He just got runned over.
Oh, man. Do you think his English teacher from college is face palming when he hears that?
No.
Thanks, Booger.
English teacher from second grade.
Good point. More like a high school English teacher.
Yeah, but the middle school. ESPN are going, yeah, that's how people talk.
You got runned over. No, nobody talks that way.
Yeah, people talk that way.
Well, they do. Actually, they do talk that way.
Yeah, they do.
But runned over.
You're on a national TV
But you know
broadcast.
That's not correct. I mean, you say it out loud, somebody's going, I just said runned over. I'm an idiot. That's how you respond to that. You know, I said runned over. I'm an idiot.
No, you go because nobody cares. Yeah, you just say
maybe he had Dexter Manley speech coach.
Nobody landed on the moon because nobody cares because everybody's dumb.
Yeah, everybody's dumb.
Right, we're a decade where we're just celebrating dumbness.
Oh, no, you are, but it's been.
I don't know.
It's been really recent.
If it's ever going to return.
Nope. We're living in idiocracy anyway because of patient number
patient number one.
You should be called patient number one. Idiocracy. People believe in his crap. All right, sorry. Didn't want to get that way.
He just got runned over.
He got runned over. Well, this guy's patient number one's gonna get runned over too. Craig Evans, in a few, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.